My name is Paula Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 23rd of July 2009 at 11:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Okay, my name is Gavin Woodhoo and my date of birth is the 21st of July 1986 and I'm from Beckenham in South East London.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
It's kind of a mixture of emotions at the moment. Definitely feeling nervous, kind of feeling like as if... Well, I was kind of starting off like feeling that I needed to perform or do something, but I've decided not to really go for that too much. So really I'm just going to be throwing a ball around. But I'm definitely a little bit nervous.
So are you going to be just throwing a ball around or have you got things to do?
I was hoping to do a kind of water fight, a mini water fight type thing beforehand, but... it might not be feasible anymore, but I've also brought a whiteboard on, so I was going to write some messages to my family, who my family originally come from Mauritius, so I've got family out over there and in Australia as well, and friends in New Zealand and quite a few other places, so I'm going to write messages to them on the whiteboard so that they can see. And in fact, I actually just came back from travelling about a month ago. Going to Australia, New Zealand and Mauritius, so it'll be good to kind of just show that I'm still thinking of them.
How was your trip?
Oh, it was amazing. It really was amazing. I had the best time of my life, definitely. In comparison to some other people, it was quite short. It was 3 months, so I went in March and came back in just towards the beginning of June, it was really good. Definitely one of the best things I've done.
So what family have you got in Mauritius?
My mum and dad are originally from there, before we moved here in the 70s. So my dad's got, in fact no, both sides have got an extensive family out over there. Because my mum was one of 9 children and my dad was one of 5. And there's lots of my dad's cousins who I also see as my uncles and aunties. It's almost never ending.
And how would you compare the life that you saw out there to your upbringing here?
It's really different, and it always actually hits me as well every time I go back there, just about the way which life is different, and like it's kind of odd because when you're a kid over there, you've got so much more freedom to do whatever you want, compared to like what you would do over here. But then kind of as soon as you become a teenager, it kind of gets reversed, so that over here you've got a load of freedom, just go out and do whatever, whereas over there it's probably a lot more strict.
So you've got people in Mauritius watching you online, have you?
Yeah, I should do, and I think in France, a friend in Canada, and family in Canada as well actually, then Mauritius and Australia and hopefully New Zealand as well.
And have you told them about the project?
I kind of, when I found out about it, I told the people who I was still with at that time. So I remember I found out just, it was a day or two after I got to Mauritius. So I told all my family in Australia, as my brother was still out there. And then I essentially made a Facebook event and like tried telling people about it. Hopefully there'll be a few people watching. At least.
And how did you find out about it when you were overseas?
It was actually one of my friends who I work with, a guy called James Kemp, and he sent an email to a few of us just saying, "Guys, do you reckon you'd be able to do it?" Kind of like as a challenge, and so me and a few other people just went for it. And then I was lucky enough to get it.
Have any of your other friends been
out of
the place yet?
No, not what I know of. As far as I know, it's only me out of the people for July.
And what have family and friends' reactions been to you doing this?
At first, kind of like mine, because as soon as I found out, I was like, oh wow, excellent. I was really excited. But then over the past couple of weeks, it's kind of been coming down to trying to think about what to actually do. So kind of getting a bit nervous about that and kind of like putting yourself out there on the plinth. But I guess it's not necessarily a bad thing. And so yeah, everyone kind of had little ideas about what to do. One of my friends, the reason why I came up with the water fight thing was one of my friends, a girl called Nikki Ashfield, she was saying about not just bringing water balloons, but paint balloons and chucking them. And I was kind of thinking that probably wouldn't go down so well if we kind of just got paint over like one of like a really big monument in London. So then I kind of, that's where the water fight type thing came out of. And also one of my other friends, Lorna, she kind of gave me an idea about doing playing hangman on the whiteboard, which if there's enough people and if there's enough people who are interested, then I'll hopefully do it.
And how did you decide to do the catching in the whiteboard?
I guess, again, more suggestions from friends and trying to find out what would be a good idea. One of my friends was saying to just yesterday, in fact, it was the guy who signed me up to it, James Kemp, he was telling me to maybe try making the world's best paper aeroplane using some instructions, but it actually looked like it could take over an hour just to make it, so and I thought it might get people a little bit bored, but just through trying to think of like the not too stupid, not too performancey, but then not too boring things, I guess because I told one of my friends I didn't want to bore them by just not doing anything on the plane, but then I might have a little sit down period at one point, or just kind of stare out and just admire the view.
So I've seen the size of the ball you're planning on throwing around.
Yeah.
So a particular reason you went for one so big?
Because I'm bad at catching. I originally was going to get one of those kind of soft, almost like soft like rugby ball type thing, but just going to the shops yesterday to have a look around, I saw it in a shop just not too far away from here in Strutton Ground, close to Victoria, and I just thought that would be much better actually, and kind of a big ball would just, yeah, for comical reasons or whatever, it just always looks a little bit better.
So what do you hope happens when you get up there?
I guess I haven't thought too much about what of anything happening. I mean, I'm not going up there hoping to be cheered by the crowd or anything. I don't know really. I guess I'm just gonna see how it goes, and hopefully more. I just hope that I enjoy it, which I've got a feeling I will do, because I'm feeling quite lucky to be part of just such a small group who are being allowed to actually be on there. I'm just quite happy about that.
Have you been following the project?
Yeah, I have been. I always kind of randomly have been going onto the website as well, and. Like, so whenever I've come in from like a night out or something, I just quickly go online and just have a look at what was happening in the early hours of the morning. And yeah, I guess I was still kind of almost couldn't believe that there were people still there at like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. But yeah, it was good.
Is there anything that stood out in particular?
I saw that the other day someone kind of went up onto the plinth and was cleaning the place. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, in fact, yeah, that's probably one of my favourite ones, because I thought that was a pretty good and unique idea.
Have you got any fears about going up?
I guess I just don't want... I'd like it if people weren't hurling abuse at me. But hopefully, with actually saying that, with my friends coming, they might just do that anyway, just as a joke. But yeah, I guess, yeah, that'll be it. Because there's nowhere you can really go. But... I guess I'll just face up to it.
Have you got any other expectations about what it might be like there?
I think it'll be good just to spend like a good 10 or 15 minutes just kind of just taking it in, I think. Just like I saw some people like a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday, just he was just like in a suit and he was just kind of staring at the crowd, and that was all he did. And I thought, although... Yeah, it might not have been the most exciting thing. It was kind of like, cool, I'm sure for him, just to kind of be able to take it in, all the crowds going by, and kind of being a part of this, of Trafalgar Square, and not just like someone passing through, but being one of the like, arguably main things about it.
Would you say Trafalgar Square's got any special meaning to you?
Well, I guess I always love London, especially... On my travels, when I went to other cities as well, I went to some like really amazing ones like Melbourne and Sydney, and Auckland and New Zealand, and a handful of others. But And although they're really good, I really like Melbourne because it's so different. It's kind of really compact, and the public transport works, and it's just like everything nice and clean and big and wide. There's something which it just doesn't compare to when you try and it's London, and even Sydney, which is London-esque because of the size, it's still, and it's got like a couple of things like the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge, but yeah, I remember a couple of days after I got back from travelling, I came up to London, and within about 10 minutes I was just walking through Waterloo Station, and I just thought, yeah, do you know what? I really love it. It's brilliant. And Trafalgar Square is one of those things. And if I used to work, because I work for a department in the government, and we used to be just located literally down the road on Whitehall. So it always used to be like a big kind of like perk to always get to go past here every day. Because yeah, it's just, you get to kind of go past one of like the world's biggest landmarks every day. So it's always really cool.
And are you a follower of
Gormley? Yeah, I mean, not, like obviously I knew about the Angel of the North and the statues on the coast. I thought that was really cool. But this was the first time which I've really kind of looked into exactly what he's doing. I guess before I just took it at face value, I heard about it, but then not necessarily kind of took any research into it. But for this one, even before I found out about me getting the place, I'm really interested because it's a really good idea, which I reckon people at some point might try doing somewhere else in the world.
What does it mean to you to be a part of?
It means a lot, actually. I think it's really cool, and I think being able to be part of the 2,400 people is I guess a real honour, and I'm really grateful for that. And I'm hoping that it does kind of get a snapshot of like the UK at the moment, and like the mix of people and everything like that.
Who would you say that you're doing it for?
I guess that's more of a tricky question, really. I wouldn't necessarily say it was for myself or anyone else. I guess it's good. It's nice to be kind of part of like a bigger project, which has a certain amount of importance to it, and I guess groundbreaking importance to it. So I guess you can read into that what you may. I think it's just nice to be part of like that.
Are you studying or working at the moment?
Yeah, I've actually gone back to working where I was before I went travelling, which is in the Marine and Fisheries Agency, which is an executive agency of the Department for the Environment, or DEFRA is what it's called. And in fact, I only just started again on Monday after getting back. So, hopefully one of my colleagues will be coming down. But yeah, before that, I used to work in the Ministry of Justice, and before that, I just finished uni.
What did you study?
I studied politics, which is why I wanted to go into working for the government, really. And I was down at the University of Kent in Canterbury. So yeah, I had a really good time there, and kind of helped me kind of focus my ideas about where I wanted to work.
And is the work you're doing at the moment something you would like to continue in?
Well, generally, working in the civil service is kind of where I'd like to be, and it gives you a lot of options about where you can go to. So I'm still kind of very early on that, at my career, I guess. In the civil service is definitely where I'd like to work, working for the public.
Do you think you might do any more travelling?
I've definitely got the travel bug. So remember, my original plan, like months and months ago, was to kind of do a big tour of Southeast Asia, then do an Australia, New Zealand. I didn't really take into account how much doing all of it would cost. So eventually I had to kind of cut it down to a more realistic kind of time frame. But I'd love to go to Southeast Asia at one point. And even America. I've still never gone to America before. There's still lots of places. And it's so cool when you get to meet different people as well. I'd definitely like to go at some point. I'm not too sure when, but hopefully at some point I'd like to go to India as well, just to travel around for a few weeks and just kind of really explore it and explore the culture.
We're asking everyone who's involved just to help us get a picture of the people involved. What are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
I'd say, for me personally, my family, my friends, my girlfriend. I probably should have come first. But certainly the important people around me. They mean an incredible amount to me. As it probably sounds really corny, but and then that aside, I guess I'd like to kind of concentrate on like getting to a good place in work where progression in there, so that I can be working better and doing better at what I do. And just kind of also, aside from work, trying to make sure that I kind of like have a good life outside of it.
And how would you summarise the experience of the project since you applied into this moment before going up?
I guess to begin with, when I applied, I just thought, okay, that's a really cool idea. And then when I did apply, I thought, okay, well, chances are I probably won't get it, so I won't put too much thought to it. And then I did carry on checking the website every now and again, as it was slowly surely being updated. And then when I did find out, I was over the moon. I really was excited. And then I only kind of fleetingly started to think, all right, so what should I do? But I didn't put too much thought into it until only the last couple of weeks, I guess. Whenever I've asked, I've kind of only really been half asking. That excitement has kind of become a little bit mixed up to being excited and quite nervous, but just to see how I'll be portrayed on there. But then it's not necessarily about that either, so it's all good.
And if you ever did see it crop up somewhere else in the world, would you consider applying?
I probably not. I mean, I think one of the reasons why I applied for this one was if it was trying to get a snapshot of people in the UK, and I think it's a good project for people in the United Kingdom, and yeah, it's good that like so many people have applied now, and hopefully you will get a kind of like a good number of people from different cultures, different areas, and different ages, of course. So yeah, I think it's really good. So if it were to be somewhere else, I think it'd probably be better for the people of that country.
And out of the friends that you said applied with you, are they all here today watching?
Definitely. A fair few of them will be. I think a lot of people from work will be taking an early lunch just to come down, at least just for a little bit. And friends from home and friends who I went travelling with are going to be coming as well. So hopefully there'll be a few people.
Thank you.
Thank you.